Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
That's wonderful. You know, Dr. Shealy, I was looking forward to seeing you this weekend. I'm sorry it didn't work out. Your business partner, medical practice partner and son, Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy Soren, and his wife came out to the farm, and we're kind of hoping you'd be there too. But I'll have to come to your place. How about that? Yeah. And I hear Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy Soren, and I guess we're going to refer to you as Dr. Sergey Leo. Is that right? First name, middle name?
Yeah, that'll work. Usually that's what works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Great. So it was wonderful seeing you and your wife here at the farm. And I got a chance to spend some time together.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Sergey Leo, would you share with our class what you do, what your experience is, and your focus in your medical practice with Dr. Norm Shealy?
Yes, sir. It would be my honor, actually. So basically, I've been an emergency room physician for about 20 years, also certified in family medicine. But I've literally jumped into the holistic medicine I was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2007, and that really turned my, everything on a dime, literally turned the entire life priorities, who am I, what's important, and what do I want to do in life and medicine. So I have pursued a number of other options, learned from everything and everyone, went to hundreds of conferences, and one of the conferences in 2015, I met Dr. Norm Shealy, and he became my not only my medical partner, but my mentor and teacher, and I've literally become an apprentice to this amazing man, and he's still teaching me to this very point today, but in the process, I've taken over the major running of the practice and the concept of the holistic medicine, and now we have something called the Real Holistic Doc, which is created on the premises of what Dr. Shealy has originally started: spirit, soul, mind, body, and the entire range of tools tools and applications, so that a person can get their life together and can become independent, free, and get off the grid of the conventional system and into health, wellness, and happiness.
So if you take any one of those out of the equation, for example, spirit or mind or soul, can your body operate peak efficiency?
For brief periods of time. The good example on this is, and we talked about cars, we talked about lots of different things when we visited. One of the key factors is blueprint. The human body, and this is one of the major principles, concepts that we teach, so please, let's pay attention to that. This is one of the key aspects of holism. There's a blueprint to holistic medicine. And there's a blueprint to the person. We are made in the image and likeness of the Creator. spirit soul. We are a spirit in the soul. We have a control center. We have the mind, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And there's an expression that Dr. Shealy has taught me, and I've been actually quite a fan of this, is that, well, there's a number of expressions, but number one is do not wallow in the manure. That's one of the expressions that is one of my favorites. And the concept is if you're in a pattern, spirit, soul, mind, body. In other words, physical patterns are a result of thoughts and emotions. It's a result of the control center that goes on in our heads. And who is in control of that control center? That's the bigger question, because a lot of people are reacting to external circumstances. And yes, we can be prepared in many different ways. And we had a wonderful conversation, discussion over the weekend. I'd love to go into that at some point if we have time. But you also have to be prepared to health physically and more than emotionally and mentally. And as the pressure and as the world situation tightens up and becomes more unbearable, it's the true inner resilience that matters. And that's what we teach. That's what we are about. And this is what Dr. Shealy has created for over, well, 6 decades ago. And it's going strong. We're going to make sure that it continues on onwards and forward. Not just the tools, but the principles. But please, I could go on for a long time.
You use the word blueprinting or blueprint, and when you toured our farm, you got a chance to see my old 1968 race car.
Oh, and that's a beauty. Yeah.
Well, it's an antique, and it's pretty old. But the term I wanted to use was the term you used, blueprint. And when I used to race that car, what I did was I researched the blueprints from the factory for that engine, because I felt that the engineers who designed that particular 390 high compression engine had figured out a lot of the problems that I would encounter building a race car engine. So I used their blueprints and I rebuilt that engine to the tightest factory tolerances that I could find, and it absolutely worked. So I'm in tune with exactly what you're saying. So if there are blueprints and you stay with the, you know, the engineer's blueprints, for example, the designer's blueprints, you'll do better than if you just go astray. So I'm with you. And that's what you're saying, right?
It's exactly what I'm saying. A human is based on a blueprint. That blueprint spans the course of the physical lifestyle. And that's the major foundation of health. So for all the folks out there who are getting ready for all sorts of situations, if you don't have your good lifestyle, in other words, and we'll go into that, and this is again another thing that Dr. Shealy has taught me, and he's actually smiling at me right now as we're talking about this, is that if you don't have a good foundation for a lifestyle, as 97% of people generally don't, all of those at least, nutrition, eating, garbage in, garbage out, activity, exercise, minimum of 30 to 60 minutes a day, sleep, 7 to 8 hours a day, good refreshing sleep, but also weight, body mass index, and, of course, how much veggies you're taking in, because that determines the pH of the body. But there's more than that. Stress and managing chronic stress, which is always around our lives, is one of the key factors. And in the 30s and 40s, there was a tremendous amount of research by Dr. Sellier, was published in the 50s, 40s and 50s, I should say. We have a couple of volumes of his work, wonderful, wonderful material. Chronic stress is what kills us, physically, mentally, emotionally, all sorts of medical and otherwise issues. Another major concept that I'd like to mention is the word disease, dis-ease, lack of ease. Most of us are not born with a deficiency of statin or cholesterol drugs. We're not born with a deficiency of pain drugs. We are born in the blueprint of health. And if we follow the blueprint, if we follow what is essentially human in terms of biology, but also thoughts, feelings, emotions, and just entire range of who we are, then we will do well. That's just the short of it.
You mentioned a disease and a deficiency of ease, if you will. When you were at the farm, did you see potential for relaxation and a lifestyle that is different from city lifestyle, because we at USA Prepares have been advocating, Dr. Shuley and all of us have been, all the instructors have been advocating moving out to the country, buying a farm, because it will change your life, change your perspective, and you will be more at ease. Hard work, but a different kind of pressure, self-induced pressure, rather than the boss saying, hurry up faster, more, more, more. What's the matter with you? You know, you're going to get fired if you don't produce more. You know, we don't have that kind of stress here at the farm. So would you advocate the lifestyle that you saw here at Natural Farms, our farm, over the weekend?
I would. I absolutely 100% would. This is incredible. What you showed me, what you taught me is priceless, fascinating. You know, Vincent, I'll have to say this, common sense. My God. The other major concept here is getting back to nature. Literally getting back to nature. We're in our technocratic societies between the cell phones and the computers. And don't get me wrong. I mean, without that, it's hard for me to do what I do as a doctor, as a, you know, running a practice. But that is the beauty of what you do. Just simplicity, back to nature, the original design, the original blueprint in nature can never be. In other words, let me rephrase that. There's nothing that a man can do, and I'm even talking about rocket scientists here. We're not smarter than the Creator. We're not smarter than nature. And we spend a lot of time with the animals. We spend a lot of time on the farm. Beautiful place, beautiful peace, and just calmness, knowing that you are on your own land, and self-sufficiency. Off the grid. I mean, God, it's just a beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Yes.
Would you say that, you know, we were planning on spending a couple hours together here at the farm with you and, you know, your wife, and would you say that it changed the trajectory of your life, what you saw, what we talked about? And the class, if you're wondering what we talked about the kind of things that we teach here in class. And it's just that Dr. Sergey Leo and his wife got a chance to walk and see it all in, you know, in person. Would you say that it changed your life at some level?
Major. It literally opened our eyes. We've been living in a world where, between our friends and otherwise, we're used to certain amenities. We are used to certain lifestyle or certain things that are provided for us. By society, by technocracy, between the navigation systems and grocery stores and all sorts of stuff, everything that makes this whole society culture function, we're not potentially far from a place where it's not going to function, whether it's a part of it or the whole thing. And so what does it really mean to be prepared? I really learned the meaning of that when we came out, because you asked me at one point, how prepared am I personally? And I said, maybe 0 to 2 out of on the scale. And wow, that's a completely new perspective, man.
Well, you will be a 10. You will be a 10. And we'll make sure that happens. When we come back, I have a question for Dr. Shuley based on what you said. I already had written it down before the class, and that is why ancient civilizations disappeared. And I have some thoughts, and I wanted to get Dr. Shuley's opinion.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. EDGE. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've been talking with Dr. Sergey Leo Shealy Soren. And he and Dr. Norm Shealy work together in the practice in Springfield, Missouri. If you'd like to call that practice and set up an appointment and talk with Dr. Shealy or Dr. Sergey Leo, you certainly may. And here's that number, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And the way I've been saying get to the website, the easiest way, to get to the website, if you'd like to buy the vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same ones that I have here and I take daily, you can go to normshealy.com, NormSheely.com, normshealy.com, and you can see some of the optimal health recommendations. It's free. You can learn a lot right there. Many of the things that you've been hearing in class over the last 11 years with Dr. Shealy, you'll be able to find much of that information at normshealy.com, NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy's with us. And Dr. Shealy, I had this question. It's a burning question. I've been wondering about it for years, and I think I have a thought on why. So the question is, why have ancient civilizations just disappeared? They've vanished, and people are scratching their heads, archaeologists trying to figure out why. And I was wondering if it has something to do with them, the people who disappeared, their society outstripping nature's ability to support them, using too many of the resources that they had, meaning the land's fertility, they've outstripped it. They've used, cut down the trees, you know, made firewood out of the trees, and they've used too much of the land's fertility, too much of the woods, too much of the plants, too much of the water, and then ultimately they perished. I was wondering what your thoughts were on why ancient civilizations just disappeared.
Well, they used too much. Basically, the extremes are dominant in the world.
Okay, so you and I came to the same, sounds like the same conclusion, that people just used too much. If they were on a hillside cutting down trees for firewood, then they had erosion. They destroyed their own microenvironment by demanding more of nature than nature could provide, using too much water, and not caring for their environment. That's what I'm hearing. Is that what you're saying? Okay. And on a much larger scale, across the entire globe, we're doing the same exact thing. We're treating the ocean as a dump. We're treating the land as a dump. We're treating the atmosphere as a dump. We're burning trash. We're putting hypodermic needles and all kinds of trash in the ocean. And we're doing the same thing. We're making Mount Trashmores all over the world. Plastic bottles, tires, and everything that we just don't feel like recycling. It seems like man has not given too much consideration, too much thought to what happens next with the products that they make. And it seems to me that this planned obsolescence, forced obsolescence, is building bigger and bigger mountains of trash. And ultimately, we're destined to go the same way as these ancient civilizations that disappeared. Do you see that as well?
Absolutely.
Do you think we can reverse it?
Well, I hope so. Modern civilization, does not exist in a vacuum. Government still controls everything.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Dr. Shealy, I was thinking about vitamins, minerals, and supplements. I mean, I've got 16, 17 vitamin, mineral supplements right here in the studio with me. I'm thinking that it's getting harder and harder to get them. Is that true, that it's getting harder even for companies to buy them and resell them to their customers?
I'll jump in here on this. You know, I've been talking about the store and everything else. Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to run out. The good thing is that we have a number of suppliers that we can work with, so for now we're okay.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride. All full-time police officers, including the chief, have quit in Kinley, North Carolina, about a 50-minute drive southeast of Raleigh. Cops say the new town manager has created a hostile work environment.
Let's get an update from the Oak Fire in Central California as of late last night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time-ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified before the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee. And he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump and so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So it doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us, and we're talking about societies, civilizations that have vanished. They've outstripped nature's ability to support them through what appears to be carelessness and recklessness. I mean, that's certainly what we're doing right now. We have, it's pretty darn clear that this heat that we are experiencing, this massive, massive amount of heat has been exposed. You know, the climate change has been exposed because when they stop spraying the chemtrails in the sky, it just got hotter and hotter and hotter, and the plants just can't take it. The animals can't take it. And literally, we have to water our fruit trees and nut trees multiple times a day just to keep them alive. And you don't want to wet the leaves, just the ground. So we take these 5-gallon buckets with a tiny hole that we drilled in the bottom of them, about the size of a number 2 pencil lead, and we fill them up many times a day, and we leave them right in the same place so that the water drip, drip, drips down into the ground to keep the trees alive. Same thing with the plants in our garden. We have clear plastic, and on top of the clear plastic we have straw to insulate and to keep the sun's rays from beating down on the soil and drying it out. It would look like the bottom of Lake Mead here at our house. The grass is absolutely brown. There's no, very little green grass for the cattle to eat. And the garden would totally fail if we didn't water underneath the plastic. So the plastic keeps the water from evaporating from the soil in the garden. Dr. Shuley, do you want to comment on your garden? How's that working?
Well, water is essential. And too much water would be excessive, but just enough to survive and thrive.
Mm-hmm. So how is your garden doing? Ours is having a really, really tough time. It's we have some very small green tomatoes. We should have had tomatoes by now. They're small. They're not ripe. Our garden, no peppers, not one pepper in the entire garden. They're totally stunted. They look like about the size of a plant that you'd buy, from the big box store that you would start planting a couple months ago. That's what we have now. Very, very small. Are you seeing the same thing, or are you having more success?
Yes. And we did get a late start, but it's bogus.
How about watering? Are you watering more than you've ever watered before?
Yes. Water excessively, but it's necessary.
It is necessary. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was the importance of potassium and sodium in our diets when we are in these extreme heat conditions. Is it necessary? Do you recommend that we increase our salt intake unless we're on a salt-restricted diet?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what about potassium? Should we increase our potassium level as well or not?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Essential.
All right. How do we know how much salt to take, Dr. Shuley? Does our body just tell us, put a little salt on that? Does it do that automatically? Does it know?
Well, I think you can judge it by excesses. In other words, you have too much, and it shows instantly.
So our body says it's too salty. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. And what would be a good source for potassium? What do you recommend? A supplement or in specific foods?
Well, potassium supplement is necessary and essential.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you recommend bananas or not?
Well, bananas in extreme shortage.
Okay. All right. Dr. Shuley, have you found that our bodies have parasites? Is that something that you come across in your clinic that you test for? I don't have any reason for asking this other than curiosity. I haven't experienced, anything symptom that I would have or any of our family. I'm just wondering, are there parasites that are out there that we need to be concerned about?
Well, Well, parasites are parasites, and you don't need them.
Okay, so right, I'm with you there, but are you finding that people have parasites? Is that something that you've come across in your practice?
Yes.
Okay, and so what do you do if a person has parasites? What do we do?
Well, you expunge them.
All right, and how do we do that?
Well, I don't know how to explain it, but you expose them to different vibrations.
All right, let me ask you this, Dr. Shuley. There are seven chakras. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And the first chakra is called the root. Is that right? R-O-O-T?
Yes.
What does that chakra, what does that relate to?
Well, the key chakras are the ones that enable life.
Okay. And so this is the connection to, like, earth and family and...
Exactly.
And nation. Okay. And the second chakra is...
sexuality. And, interestingly, sexuality and science.
Okay. All right. And the third chakra is the solar plexus. Is that right?
Yes. It's even called the solar plexus.
Okay. And what does that chakra do in relationship to the body?
Responsibility.
Hmm. Okay. So is that the center of our body's assuming responsibility?
Yes.
Is that what that does?
Yes.
Okay. And if a person has diabetes, for example, does that relate to one of the chakras?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And which one would that be?
Well, it's everything in included, but especially sugar and excess fertility.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and each chakra has a color associated with it. Is that right? For example,
yes, red, okay. The first chakra.
Mm-hmm. And then orange would be number two, right?
Yes.
Second chakra.
Yes.
And third would be yellow.
Yellow.
You know, it sounds to me like we're talking about Roy G. Biv, as I learned it, the colors of the visible spectrum.
Right.
Red, orange, yellow, Roy, G, green, Biv, B-I-V, blue, indigo, violet. So the colors in order of the visible spectrum are Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, blue, B-I-V, blue, indigo, violet. Well, green would be in there. And so the fourth chakra, I believe, is green. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And... that's one that's near and dear to my heart. It's the entire chest, as I understand it. The chest, the breast, the heart, the lungs, the esophagus, thymus. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And is associated with what? Forgiveness?
Yep.
Mm. So, Dr. Shuley, how important is it to forgive? I mean, if someone beats you with a baseball bat...
Well, you know, You must forgive.
I don't know if I... Sometimes I don't know if I can. I mean, I've been bludgeoned pretty hard a couple of times. And it's really, really hard. It's really hard to forgive. I hope it doesn't kill me. But, gosh. If you've been... And I'm not talking about a little thing. I mean, I'm talking about major, major, major pummeling. How would you recommend a person get past someone who did something absolutely, positively atrocious, awful, disgusting, beyond the pale? How do you get past that? I need a roadmap.
Well, forgiveness is essential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's just sometimes it's hard to do. The fifth chakra is the throat. That's kind of an interesting thing, isn't it? Am I right? It's the throat?
Yes.
And so what is included in the fifth chakra?
Self-expression.
Self-expression. So is that kind of like what we're doing right here, right now at USA Prepares? Is that self-expression?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can we improve our relationship with the fifth chakra expression? Because I've noticed that not everybody can communicate their thoughts, ideas, and opinions very clearly lately. I think we're losing our ability, literally. I know we're losing our ability to communicate.
Yes, indeed.
Is there a way that we can improve that? I know that part of the reason why we're losing that ability is because we have these phones, and people find it easier to type fewer words than more complete sentences. So instead of thank you, it became thanks, and then it became THX, and then it became an emoji with a smile on it. I mean, we've gotten to from two words thank you to one word thanks to THX to now just push a smiley
looking for
face.
That edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. And with us in Michigan, Joey, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful.
Real well, yeah.
Good, good. I had questions about mineral supplements for chickens. I know you have them, Vince. Norm, I think, had some at one time. And I'm wondering that they're plucking the feathers out of the tail feathers on each other. And it has to be some kind of a deficiency that would make them do that, true or false.
Well, are deficient in potassium and phosphorus.
And why would they be pulling them other feathers out? They're thinking there's that in the other feathers?
Well, it includes a few others, but the essentials are those.
Okay.
Joey, what you're saying is we're seeing that here too. It's fascinating that the same thing happens to you, us, Kathy, other instructors, Gwyneth. It happens to all of us at the same time.
Oh, Gwyneth is having the same problem on the
I don't know, but generally speaking, I'll find out on Wednesday, but generally speaking, if it happens here, it's happening there. If it's happening in Australia, it's happening here. Literally. It's same day, same time.
What do they call it? The 12 monkey syndrome? Wow.
But you're absolutely right.
Amazing.
Joey, let me ask you a quick question, and then please continue. Are you finding it's difficult to get chickens? It is here. They've disappeared. I'm not talking about off our farm, but if you want to buy some chickens, it's really hard to find them.
Well, in the restaurant chain store, I walked through just to see what's going on. $7 a pound for a frozen chicken breast. The farm stores always have chicks this time of the year. No, they shut them down for this year. So the few stores that I do go into. And the one thing I noticed as of last week, the chain stores or the we'll call it Gordon Foods. That's a restaurant supply. So they've always had the stock shelved. And last week I went through, because I always go look for their clearance stuff, and I asked the kid, I says, how long have you been working here? He says, oh, a year. I says, what's going on with the shelves? He says, we can't get supply anymore. They're 20% less. There's 20% more open space on the shelves and in the certain coolers, the freezers. You know, then I went to Aldi's and I was quizzing the girl there. She says, we got the same problem. So everybody's still in the daydreaming. Oh, I'm in heaven. And they don't have a clue what's coming. You know, and it's pretty scary. Well, I was buying a 50-pound bag of oat groats. So that's the oat before they roll it into an oat flake. And that was $28. Then it was $38 in March. And then it went up to $42 two days later. But then 3 weeks ago, I asked, it was only $76. And this is before the crop has been harvested. And I've been learning about buckwheat. That's another, you know, up to $100 now for 25 pounds. And you might want to get some Vince and try growing it in your yard, because that's what they grow. Most of Russia eats buckwheat, a buckwheat porridge. I guess because, you know, you don't have to store it in a refrigerator. You boil it. You make a slurry out of it. It actually has some protein in it. And then your seed, because all buckwheat's pretty much hasn't been screwed and or GMO'd, so that's still a safe haven. But, I mean, I don't know what's going on in the birds. A friend of mine we were discussing, and he seems to think the UV is so intense that when the sun comes out, it stresses them. You know, I have a couple of pigs, and they, too, they lost all their hair. It's like they're getting sunburned, and they're in a shady spot. And I have a 6-foot by 6-foot, looks like a half of a sewer pipe. They call it a pig hut. So I have those in the pen so they can go underneath there and stay out of the heat, out of the sun. The ends are open so the air blows through. But I bought extra minerals for those. I bought minerals for the chickens. At first it worked, but not so much. And then, what do you call it? The parasites? The marauders. I had 10 with guineas in them, and they drilled under the fence and went in there and ate them. So I let them loose. Now they don't even come around. I mean, they stay 700 feet from the house. So have you been seeing any issues like that?
Yeah, well, this morning I was feeding the chickens, and last night there was a bucket of feed, closed the gate. It's a chain link fence, you know, like a dog pen, 10 by 10.
That's what I have.
And the chicken feed was all stolen. The water, somebody was swimming in the water bowl. Yeah, and it's happening day after day. Yes, wild animals are desperate. Well, I want to thank you all for being with us today. Dr. Shilley, thank you for being with us. Joey, thank you for calling in. Class, there are shortages in everything that you can think of. I'm very serious about it, and I'll share a little bit about that next segment.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.